Good morning. How's everyone doing?
Good.
So today we're going to talk about something that you all know something very much about. On those hot summer days when you're on school vacation, do you ever go out to your yard and lay down in the grass and look up at the clouds? You never do that? What are you guys doing, working on the farm or something? Well, if you did look up the clouds, you might see something like this. Look at this cloud. What's it look like? Vince?
It looks like a bunny
rabbit. Looks like a bunny rabbit. That is Bugs Bunny. You all know who Bugs Bunny is?
Yes.
Good. How about this cloud? Are you ready? Yeah. Wait a minute. I don't want to show you that one yet. We'll show you that one last. This cloud. What does this cloud look like?
A horse.
A horse? Close.
An elephant.
That's an elephant. Did you know that God can make clouds like this? He does. God does things like this to entertain us so that you'll be able to lay down on those hot summer days and look up the clouds and point out the animals. God loves animals. How about this one? This is an important one for today, right? Look at this cloud. It's a heart. You're right. See, even God loves us. We don't need a vacation or a holiday like today to know that God loves us. How do we know that God loves us? The cross, Jesus going to the cross and dying for us, then going into the tomb and rising on the third day, we know that Jesus loves us. So we see clouds here, right? Today you're going to hear about clouds, and clouds are very important in the Bible because every time that the Bible talks about clouds, guess who's there? God. God, yes, Jesus. Today we'll hear that a cloud comes over Jesus. And it says something very, very good for us. Behold, this is my beloved Son. Listen to him. God the Father tells us that we're to listen to who? Who are we to listen to?
Jesus.
Yeah, listen to Jesus. Jesus is the one who tells us the truth. Now, all of you are going to see this one day in your life. People are going to tell you many different things. The world's going to tell you many different things. And the world will want you to do things that are opposite of what God says. But God says that we are to listen to who?
Jesus.
Listen to Jesus. We're to listen to Jesus. Why do we listen to Jesus? Well, he's the beloved one. He's the one who's going to save us from our sins. But what does Jesus always tell you? If it's not a lie, it must be the
truth.
Jesus always tells us the truth. So from now on those hot summer days or any day, whenever you look up and see the clouds, you can think of God and Jesus and that he tells you the
truth.
He always tells you the truth, that he is your Lord and Savior and that he is your Messiah. He is your Christ. He is the one who has come to the cross and was nailed to the cross and died for you and for me and for everyone looking at you. And then he went into the tomb and rose on what day? The third day. And therefore, since Jesus is risen and ascended, we too will one day arise and ascend with him and live with him in the clouds forever in his kingdom. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes and let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being the blessed one, the one of whom we are to listen to. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to speak to us, and you will, through your holy word and via the blessed sacraments. Lord, help us to look at the clouds and to realize that the clouds show us something very valuable, that in the scripture, you are always present in the clouds. And that tells us, Lord, that you are always with us every time that we see the clouds. Help us to realize, Jesus, that here in this place, we will hear the truth of your word. And therefore, we will be hearing about you, and help us to always come here and to hear the truth of your word. Lord Jesus, we pray this in your holy name. And all the children said,